Mark wasn't talking to me. That when Junior was commended to buy the field from his cousin, and was doing it on ourselves, and we sold to give him, the cousin sold it to him in Kenyan stock, and he gave him 2 stars, and they don't call it, and they don't trust him. They tried Goli with the star kosher, everything's written on one side. They trust him with the star kosher, it's all thought up. And the prophet used the version for Eka has Sefer HaMikne. And I took the star king. Sefer HaMikne means the star king as opposed to a star writer. But the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation in the phrase Sefer HaMikne. The word Sefer of Yemen star doesn't mean a book. Like it says, because the law says the priestess, he doesn't give his wife a book, he gives her a bill of the book, he gives her the star priestess. Again, here's the Ekron Mikron, the star king. The Gemara has an additional level of understanding that the Pesach has to be Sefer HaMachne, that the piece of paper has to belong to the Mocher, and he should give it over to the Mocher. So what happened? The Gemara has shot him, what if he was talking to the the whole discussion begins. And we're talking the tablet Isha. You know that they were married for 10 years, and this tablet belonged to the wife. Now, the rabbi who started the get told the wife she should give the tablet to the husband, he should write the get out, and she should give it back to the wife. So the question is a topic in a little bit of psychology. Did the wife understand sufficiently what the rabbi told her? If he sits and he causes with her for a few minutes and explains that you have to be makna the tablet to the husband, and he's going to write again, and he's going to be makna it back to you. Okay, so if it's clear to us that the wife understood, so she understood. Like we explained in the previous comments to the guy, that he buys the husband and walks there. It's not just an act. But the question is, we told the wife 1, 2, 3 that she has to give the tablet to the husband. So did she understand given means to be makna, otherwise it won't be saved on makna? Perhaps she just thought that she's mashalit. So she temporarily, she's giving it up to her husband, not relinquishing ownership, still belongs to her. He's going to give the right to get and hand it back to her, and it turns along, she never lost the ownership, in which case, it's no good because you're lacking safe on that. So it's part of the topic in psychology. So the woman understands. So the Gemara says, well, the Mishnah idiot. That the Tana says that that's what they did. Maybe that's a Zohar, he was a learned fellow. He understood the deal. The Gemara says, well, I'll prove it from Elam Rav and Mehacham. Rav is pushing the Shiloh from a different Mishnah. The Mishnah says, such a symbol as this, the same as the Mishnah and idiot. But the Mishnah and idiot is talking about a Zohar, an elderly gentleman who was a knowledgeable person, a learned sefer, and we assume the doctor is trying to be other like he knows what he did. This mission is talking about playing John Smith. It's not necessarily talking about a learned person. So the more things up, even if he's a plain person, maybe men understand how well the better than be other like maybe men were Mishnayot, maybe the men will understand better. But the woman, we still have a topic, a little bit, especially for the psychological topic, the topic in psychology, did she understand that? Okay. So what was the raya that Robert wrote? So the top line of Apollo, tell him a Robert, they have the first raya was Abai. Abai brought the raya from the Mishnah of Adias, and Robert brought a different raya. So the Mishnah of Abai, so there's a din of Ari, and Ari is a cosine. You have a Malvin Aloy there, and Malvin doesn't find that Aloy, but Aloy is Mori to Pet. She was cost in the whole world. And then you have halacha ma'aser is only a shiva mechasim. If it's a mul of the shtak, the mul of peh, it's only great to be nay, and it's not great to come to the kuk. So now it says arev. What is an arev? The malve is afraid to lend money to the leiter because the leiter is a poor man. Why did borrow money? He doesn't have any money. So the light is a poor man, so he may not have any money to pay back. So the mother won't be interested in lending the money in the first place. He may not get back his money. So the mother only agrees to lend money to the light if he gets someone else to back him up and say, in the event that the light doesn't pay, I'll pay you. So that's called an art. So the thing is that, and what happens, let's say, if the light is broke, the labor doesn't have any money to pay. Then you go collect from the garden. There's three kinds of garden. is in Oryx-Dam and in North Kaplan and in North Slope Dalton, not in Portland. And Oryx-Dam, in addition to that, Oryx-Dam means the knowledge you go collect from the Leute. In the event the Leute doesn't have money to pay, then you go, you have a right to collect from the Leute. Either from in Oryx-Dam, and you have in Oryx-Dam. You only try first to collect from the Leute, only if he doesn't have any assets, and he doesn't even have any carcass that he sold to the Lekuchas. If you can't collect from the Leute, or from the Lekuchas, or from the Leute, then you go, you have the right to collect from the Oryx. That was an Oryx, who was called an Oryx Kaplan. He agrees that he can either collect from me or collect from the Leute. You have the option, the Malbe has the option of going directly to the Oryx. He doesn't have to first go to Bezden and try to collect from the Leute. The Oryx agrees he can either go collect from me directly. That's called an Oryx Kaplan. And the old text of the Tanayim, that they all used to listen to, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein changed it. So the Tanayim says that the two fathers, agreed to see to it, the boy's father agreed to see to it that he's going to see to it that his son marries the girl by a certain date, and the girl's father agreed to see to it that her daughter's not going to marry the boy by a certain date. I'm not going to postpone this longer. He used to get engaged, and then he used to get married a couple of months later. And then, what's going to be if one party backs up in the Shidduch? If each one says, if my daughter backs up in the Shidduch, I'll pay a penalty to the cousin for embarrassing him. The cousin's father says, my son backs up in the Shidduch, I'll pay a penalty to the cousin. And then, just in case the fathers are poor. And what do you mean? They're not going to have to pay a penalty. So we all used to get some rich uncle, or some wealthy person, who would say, I will serve as the Oryx. So traditionally, they used to write, I am Kuf, Oryx Kaplan. Oryx Kaplan means you don't even have to waste your time. You go first to the boy's father and to the girl's father. You can come to me directly. So then, now, it's common practice is that the people who do write it tonight, and don't write it when they get engaged, 4 months in advance of the Chasanah, they write the Tanoim at the Chasanah. So you write the time of the Chasanah, so what are you accepting penalties if they back out from the Shidduch? What are you going to back out? You only have an hour to go. And making the Tanoim at the Chasanah dish, and less than an hour, you're going to march down the aisle. So that's where Moshe Feinstein left out. He deleted all of that from the Tanoim. So there is no Tanoim. It doesn't say anymore. Moshe's new version, it doesn't say, if my child backs out from the Shidduch, I'll pay a penalty. It doesn't say that the Mishnah we're going to back him up. The Oryx Kaplan, it just says that the two fathers, each of the fathers is fit to make a statement in presence of the Eidim, that there are no outstanding obligations. That the other, the Chutin, doesn't owe me any money from the engagement party or from anything until now. And the wedding is a new kind of thing, so we'll figure out later on how does that happen. But basically, Ramesh's son is not at all. No similarity living at death to what it used to be years ago. Because the whole nature of tonight is different. We only did it 3 months before the wedding. So it's not shy for anybody to back out. So that's the second kind of part, the part of Kavma. And traditionally, in the tonight, we always used to write that the rich uncle is an Ein Kuf, he's an Oryx Kavma. Okay. Oryx Kavma is the other right to collect either the Leute Tila or the Oryx Tila, whichever one you want. Then there's a third Oryx. That's called the Oryx Shlov Dov. That means like this. Yes, the Malveh, the wealthy man, lends $1,000 to the Leute. And you shouldn't have the right to collect from the Leute at all. You're really lending me the money. Lend me $1,000, and the way to lend it to me is by giving it to him, and I'll be mechuyev, and he's not mechuyev at all. That's not an art. We call it an art, it's lost us, but that's really our Leute. He's a Leute. So what's the din? Let's say a person agrees to serve as an RA for the halva. So the fact that the Leute has to pay back the money that he borrowed, that's the key of matlat. The halva lends $1,000 to the Leute. Like it's Mechayiv to take, it goes to Matan Mois. What's Mechayiv the Oryx to take? He never lent me any money. So what's Mechayiv me on the cosign? What's Mechayiv me to take? So the Gemara says, the Gemara quotes the Kuvish. The Yehuda said to Yaakov Avina, when the father was afraid to send the Yomim, they said, Anochi Arvenu, the Oryx of Akshen, Loy Ali Oryx of Yalech, the Chantot of the Oryx of Ayom. The Gemara says, since Yehuda said, Anochi Arvenu, he did it, Yehuda accepted to be an Oryx. Then the Gemara rejects it, and Gemara says, okay, we have a better pasuk in Mishlei. In the beginning of Mishlei, Shlomo Melech recommends you should never become an Oryx to anybody else. The Marata the Reyecho, if you serve as an Oryx, the Kaisa Lazar Kapecho, and he's just looking for trouble. You're going to get yourself all messed up. you should never agree to be a lot of they're our God. Why should you never agree to be a lot? Because they come and collect from you. And you're never going to get reimbursed from the Leiva. The Leiva may never reimburse you. So Shlomo Melech recommends not being our there are God. We see in the whole parish in Shlomo, the parish of Ari, that the Nora is Mishtabi. Okay. To what extent is the order of Mishnah? Does it only have a Shimon of Nuba that you say that even has a Shimon of Hosting? The Ainu, that in the event that the order doesn't have any access at home, you can go to the Lukuka to what character from the Ari, just like you can go to the Lukuka to what character from the Leiva, if there's a Shimon of Hosting. A Nuba Dishtar, Nuba about there, there's no Shimon of Hosting. If it's a Nuba Dishtar, so there is Shimon of Hosting on the Leiva. The order is the same thing. If it's an Ari and it says in the Star, how was it? The Leiva of our money from the Leiva, and the third party is an Ari, and we the youngest son have to say that this is all true, but it all happened in our presence. So then it's a Nuba Dishtar for the Leiva, it's a Nuba Dishtar for the Ari. So not only did you have the right to collect from the Ari, you have the right to collect from the Lukulas of the Ari. What happens if you have a Nuba Dishtar? The Malva the Leiva, Malva left money to the Leiva, and the Leiva authorizes the Ainu to sign the Star. And then they sign it, so that the Nuba Dishtar is the Shimna Chasim and the Nichtei HaLeiva, in the event that the Leiva is dealt with the Lukulas. And then the Orev HaYot Bavachar takes the Star. The Orev signs afterwards, on the bottom of the page, after the Ainu signed it, and the so there is no, what is it if you have a Star in Saviyoga? So the Malva lends $1,000 to the Leiva, and the Leiva writes, I borrow $1,000 from the Malva, and he signs the name on the bottom, but he doesn't have to wait on the bottom. That's Star in Saviyoga. So the Mishnah says when you have the Boba Master, you only grade them in a Chasim in a Chasim. You can only collect in the Chasim of Shibatim, there's only Shibatim in the Chasim, on the Zichtei HaLeiva, if it's a Milva Bishtar, Milva Bishtar with 2 8 signed on the bottom. But if it's only a Star in Saviyoda, if the Leiva is signed on the bottom, then you can only collect in the Chasim in a Chasim. The same is really regarding the artist. Mishnah HaLeiva is signed by 2 witnesses. It says that we, the undersigned, testify that Plenty borrowed money from Plenty, and Plenty, the third person, was the artist. And all the chasm of Mishubanim, all the chasm of the Leiva Mishub to the Havoa, and all the chasm of the Arba Mishub to the Havoa. So this is Shimon of Chasman and this thing of Ari. So the Arba doesn't have access at home to say, it doesn't have any Chari. You can even collect from the chasm of Mishubanim of the Arba. But if it's an Arba, La Hayyot, and La Hachit from Shtarit, he signs his name after the Aiden starts. So he just signs their Shtark in Savya. He writes, and I am an Arba to this. So you can't say that it's going to be Shimon the Chasim on the Arif, but then there's only Gordim in the Chasim in the Arif. Then the Arif is Mishnabe, but you don't collect in the Chasim of Shabbat. That's like a Chasim in Saviyad, a Shtag in Saviyad is Gordim in the Chasim in the Arif, it's not Gordim in the Chasim of Shabbat. So the Gemara Bayar seems to understand how did the Arif become obligated? See, normally, the Arev enters the scene before the Malva lends the money to the Leiva. The Arev goes along and he says, am I, rely on me, lend the money to the Leiva, and in the event that he doesn't pay you, I'll reimburse you. I'll pay the money. So then the Gemara says, that's the din of Arev. But since the Malva was relying on the Arev when he lent the money to the Leiva, he wouldn't have lent the money to the Leiva. The Leiva is a poor man. He wouldn't have lent the money to the Leiva, not for the fact that the Arev said, I'll back him up. So the Gemara explains why that's Bahia Mud Kasan Khaleh, since the Malva was relying on the Ari when he made the Havas in the Leiva, so that's Mechat the Leiva to pay. That's Mechat the Ari to pay. But if you have an Arba Yitzhakit Mishdar, it means the Havla was made, there wasn't an Ari in the picture at all. When the Malva lent the money to the Leiva, the Malva was trusting the Leiva. He was risking his money, it's going to be like if the Leiva never pay. And after the Havla already took place, then the Ari goes on, the third party comes. The Yadon and the Bible, in the event that the Leiva doesn't pay, I'll pay. So what's the chayv for Leiva to pay? Our Gemara seems to understand. It's a shtar b'ksav yodah. It's a hischayv is b'shtar. Is there such a thing as a hischayv is b'shtar? How do you become, let's say I don't owe you any money. How do I become obligated to owe you $1,000? One way to do it, I'll burn down your house. It's worth $1,000. I'll snitch into your car, it's worth $1,000. I'll be mobbing you. I'll steal $1,000. I got it. If you lend me $1,000, I'll lend them. I'll become a weak. What if I make a Kabbalah's Kenyan, go to the other? And the Gemara says, okay, go to the other, make a Kenyan suitor. You'll give me a handkerchief and I'll take that. I'm accepting the handkerchief. I accept upon myself an obligation to pay you $1,000. Fine. What if there was no Kenyan suitor, and I didn't smash your window, and I didn't get my dog teed up $1,000 of dog biscuits, and I didn't borrow any money to give? What if I write down on the piece of paper, I hereby accept upon myself an obligation to give you $1,000, and I sign my name and I give it to you? Okay, the coin is private moment by the Shtar. We usually have a rule that Shtar is only good to be kind of Karka. Shtar is not good to be kind of Talka. That's what we're going to get on the next up. And that's called based on the knowledge we're going to learn. And Yeshua has two shots in there, and then you see the success since one shot in the same Yeshua. That those Kinyan that were formulated by that local Kinyan and Karka don't work on the Talka, and Kinyan and the Talka don't work on Karka. There's a difficult piskeatesis in the beginning of the second parak in Bechayrim, the Chassina quote, the Yen Chonish Vayikra. Yen Chonish Vayikra, you have the Pesuk in Kisika, Yinkal Abisecha, Akana Me'am Yisecha, Alton Elish Yisachim. So the Pesuk is talking about the Din of Ayno, and let that say, Alton Elish Yisachim. I was Mama, not the chief of business, and was Gorim, not the hurt person's feelings by saying something improper, and was Gorim. And then also, we say, Rachinah Kaat is the mitzvah of Nekah HaMedka. That when you sell, when you buy, you have to make kinyon. Allah has a kinyon on this, Kuzinka Menkul HaMedka. So the Menkul HaMedka discusses there a little bit. Kinyon in Karka, kinyon in Metalkulim, kinyon in Agal, sell Karka in Metalkulim. So he points out this, and the Sivis B'Shem HaKlishu on the next graph will get to it. Because based on the kinyon in Karka don't work on Metalkulim, kinyon in Metalkulim don't work on Karka. So the Pashto should have been. But Shtar was formulated in the Kenyan Karka. So the Pashto said that Shtar should work on the Talpun. Now, what's the din? Talpun, the Talpun and Karka are talking about tangible objects. Karka means a farm or a house that's attached to the ground. The Talpun is on the bill, about a tape recorder, a computer. These are on the Talpun. What if you're talking about an abstract tree of lumber? I owe you $1,000. You call a debt of $1,000, it's not tangible. Neither Karka nor Talpun. Does it have the halakhic status? Does it have the halakhic status like Karka? Does it have the halakhic status like Talpun? So take for example, we have a din. Ein mishpoi mala karka. There's no shvur deraita on Karka. There's no shvur deraita on Talpun. What if the debate that we're having is not that I say the watch that you have is mine, the house that you're living in is mine. We're not fighting about it. I say you owe me $100, you say you owe me only $50. And the other $50 you don't know. So that's a classical case of money to be so. But it's very sure their eyes are out of neither Karka nor the Talpun. So the answer is, whenever you're talking about an abstract thing, not that it's Dino, it's in the Talpun. Everything is Dino, it's in the Talpun, unless it's not just Karka. That's the thing is, at the end, that's attached to the ground. If you're talking about the Mammon, it's Dino, it's in the Talpun. So that's what Tyson's there, points out, and Silver Duck, who basically now, Tyson points out, the Rabbi Natan learned that this is the Machlekes of Yechamim Yishlokish, the student of Kuvayt on his quote. That's the top place to see a quote. And here's Rabbi Natan the Hasan, Nichet. There's no problem. That's what we're going to explain what the Rabbi Natan said, what did Rashi say. The Rabbi Natan learned that this is the Machlekes of Yechamim Yishlokish. Yishlokish holds, if I write down on a piece of paper, hereby I accept upon myself an obligation to owe you $1,000, you can't say that a chol moment can be chal. You can create a chol moment. Star only works on Karka, doesn't work on the top line. So the whole moment is being in the top line. Now, how can you say that you can be crying on a whole moment on this star is only good for Karka, it's not good for the top line? That's Mishlokish. And we pass from like Rabbi Yechon. Whenever there's a Machlokes of Yechon Mishlokish, the Gemara says in the middle of the Mishlokish, the Perek Achilles, we always pass from like Rabbi Yechon with only three exceptions to the rule. They go with it, and the generation after Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish, they go with it. The overwhelming majority of the cases, they pass from like Rabbi Yechon with the three exceptions. This is not one of the three exceptions. So the main we assume that the name is like Rabbi Yechon. That what? Chayvani Lachman of the Shtar does work. If I write down on a piece of paper, if I accept upon myself an obligation that I owe you $1,000, the obligation can be created by a king in Shtar. So that's how Rabbi Natan read the Gemara there, Machlokes of Yechon Mishlokish. Chayvani Lachman of the Shtar. He writes down on a star, Arayni Mishchay Vesatni Mona. The Rabbi Yechon holds that it is kind, and Mishlokish holds not. But their place is here, I'm very sure Mishlokish is back again. A chol moment is like Metalpul, and you. So I can be kind of Metalpul and like this star. The Allah is that star doesn't only work on character, doesn't work on Metalpul. Mara says, if there is a chol class, the star doesn't work on Metalpul. So Tyson gives an answer, one line answer that's a little obscure. Tyson explains, that sometimes there is going on next to go on you.
Yeah,
there's a Gemara in Kiddushin in the first paragraph. The Gemara says, if two sets of parents are very friendly with each other and the children are friendly, they want to be mishat of their children, but the children are young, they didn't finish their college yet, and they can't support themselves, and they don't have any job yet. So let's say the boy's father says, if your daughter marries my son, I'll agree to I'll give $20,000 a year to the couple. And then the other parent says, if your son marries my daughter, I'll support them $20,000 a year also. So between the two little daughters, they'll be having $40,000 a year. That's enough to put food on the table and pay for the rent, so they'll be able to live. So the Gemara says, even though no one's in the Maishikinyan, if under the kitchen, the boy and the girl get married soon after the two sets of parents make this agreement, the Gemara says, hey, hey, I'm going to make the Mabir. The Chia is Kala, the Gadira. So that's a cloud. And the Rama writes over there, not only do you sometimes have the Rama, make the Mabir, like in that case, but the both parents agree. Let's say the both parents are agreeing how much they're going to give every year, $20,000, $20,000. And then one parent says, and I'll give Fleishik and Milchik dishes. And a bedroom set. And the other parent says, and I'll give a dining room set and whatever, and the chandelier. Each parent is promising specific things. Not only promising an amount of money, he says, I have an extra bedroom set. I'll give you that specific bedroom set. He says, I have an extra set for the dining room, whatever. So each parent says a specific thing. They have Dwarma Nikta Mahmira not only on an amount of money, they have Dwarma Nikta Mahmira out of the end as well. That's the Gemara that the Rashash points out in Chorus, in the first paragraph in Chorus, and in the second paragraph in Chorus. And the Chazanish points out in the Sefer HaChorish Mishpat, on the first page, before the Sefer begins, he quotes from his father that a lot of times he can be koine an object at the end without any need for anybody to kinyan at all. You need neither kinyan or karka, no kinyan or karka. If it's very clear and obvious that there's a strong near and not, then you can be kind of with dog alone. You don't need for any mice to kiss. So that's what I just said. How do you explain, Rabbi Yochanan, that the star can be kind of his highest moment? That's just because there is Varma Nikhamamir. Yeah, Varma Nikhamamir, that's a rare case. But under normal circumstances, the rule always is that if I just say, I hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000, the thief is not called. We assume the thief is not called. The Rama holds not. The Rambam is the one vision. The Rambam and the Rambam stand that. These are the only two Rishonim, but their opinion is not accepted. They hold that the only time you need to buy a kinyan is when you want to be makna at the end. If you want to give karka to Talpuim, then the law requires kinyan. The first line in the Rambam is over to Mechira, Ein HaMekach Nikhim Yidvar. In order to transfer ownership of a tangible object of karka to Talpuim, you need to be kinyani karka or kinyan to Talpuim. If I just want to obligate myself to an amount of money, the Rambam says for that you don't need any Maitre Kinyan at all. You don't need for Maitre Kinyan. Right, so the Rani has to say, Ksuba Tav Kuf Bet. According to the Rambam, also assumes like the Rambam. So why does the Rambam say so many places are not going to be Shikon the Yodo? But he hasn't Shikon the Yodo, wouldn't need a Kinyan, who is he created in Christ? This Christ can be created just with Dvaram Allah. Like the Rambam, you never need a Maitre Kinyan. You don't need, not that there are exceptions to the rule once in a long while. 1% or 0.5% of the case, you can create his chayvus to dvar malach. Ramah, you can always create his chayvus to dvar malach. So why does the Gemara have any achmaskim shikar the other many times in the Gemara? So the Rambam is, if you look carefully, the only time the Gemara says achmaskim shikar the other is when it says chayvus ala tanai. He says, I obligate myself to pay you the value of the tikkun if it gets lost. But if it's just a hip, I'm going to myself to give you $1,000, no strings attached, not dollars tonight, then the Rambam and the Rambam hold that his chayvus is called the Kenyan Kalal. And so he says, the common kind of disagreement says, no, just like you require a Maitre Kenyan to transfer ownership of the BN, so too you require a Maitre Kenyan to create his chayvus moment. And it's the rare case where you're going to say, Varma Nikhamadi. So now the patient in Supazov, who makes him an Allah, is trying to explain what the Yechon Shiva. The Yechon says, you can become that you can create his chayvus with his shtar. So the patient says, how does it work? The shtar along with the karka. And his chayvus for his two moments is not in a karka, it's rather treated like the top one. He says, it's a shul der einzel. If I say, you owe me $100, and you invite him to the mikvah, He said that that's a shvur there, right? He said that, that's not called the English flame ala kakoi. It's called the flame ala matalta. So that says, kasha, how can shtaki kaini matalta? The text is yes, it's varma nixamandi. Why is this so unusual that it should be from varma nixamandi? So the deceiver points out, he thinks that the text means to say something else. That shtar, every shtar is varma nixamandi. By a king in shtar, when you make a kinyan hazal and a karka, you're making a mite of Bible. You make half a kinyan kesel, so you're paying for the karka. So you understand what it means. When you make a kinyan hazal, a kinyan mishir, a kinyan chotzer, a kinyan yad, you did have not some of shuzah. So you understand a little bit. When you make a kinyan shtar, so how does it work? So this line is all like a mayor, a hazim, a karasi. So you understand what the mechanics is. By my giving you a raya that my house belongs to you, that accomplishes that it now became yours. It belongs to you because I gave you a raya that it's yours. By my giving the girl a raya that she's married to me, it's created the condition. By my giving my wife a raya that we got divorced, that causes us to become divorced. But we don't accept our marriage as sin. We talk like our clothes. It is a zero character. So what kind of a kinyan is the shtar? The same thing that it says, Bompeh, Sogi Kanulacho, Sogi Kusulacho, and Matanah. So he writes that on a piece of paper, he gives it over. Why does it help to be credited to the king? There's no might of violence, it's just the same as saying Bompeh, he wrote it on a piece of paper. But that's what the Nesimus points out in Kosh Mishpah, he says that's what Tashin's meant to say. Kinyan Shtar is always one on each of them. It's just one of the 1% or half a percent of the time that you have Dorma Nikmanir. So it's meant to say that every Kenyan star is born on Nikmanir. That star is really a Kenyan star. The only time we distinguish when we say that Kenyan and Karka don't work on the salt, and Kenyan and salt don't work on Karka, that's what the Kenyan was formulated initially as the Kenyan for Karka, the Kenyan for the salt point. But we know that Khalifa is the Yerzim and Gemma. Khalifa works both on Karka and the salt point. How come? So the Bali attention said, because the Pasuk in Yerushalayim says, the kind called dog. What do you mean the kind called dog? It's good for anything and everything. It's good for the karka, it's good for karka and the top. The karka manishna and maishna. How come Khalifan is good for karka on the top? So the Baruch Be'er quotes the Shem Rav Chaim at the end of the Sefer and the Chashmah and the Constitution. The reason for Chaim had a whole lot of this is with the Rambam. So the reason is because Khalifan is not really a mighty king. Khalifan is just a similar dove that is a strong mirror star. And then we say, it's Dorma Nikhtam Amira. The Das alone creates the king. But that's what the Nesima says, Shat and Taishas and Silva Kabeza Manalaka is, the star is also the same thing. Basically, Shat is not a king in Karka. It's not a king in Karka, it's not a king in Dal. The law is not a king. The conqueror of blood. Right there, there, we understand what Shat is. But by giving you a riot, that the house belongs to you, it hereby becomes you. But we don't accept our marriage as sin. So we don't understand it like that. Am I giving you a right? That's a star. A right is a star right. A star kinyan doesn't have to have any chasimus at all. Not at all a star. That doesn't work. The same thing that he says about Pet. It doesn't work. That's paragalapalaha alfalos of Nechira. Rule number one, then a nekach thinks that it works. If he writes it on a piece of paper, it's fine. And he gives it over a piece of paper, write it for it. What is it? The other little cat doesn't have any right. Has no chasimus on the dog. But the answer is you don't need it, right? It's mechazik the das. And it comes out that it's always, star is always dormant, it's not there, conqueror of blood. Conqueror of blood is understanding. It's just, if you say it's all bad, that's not strong enough. But if you write it on a piece of paper and made it stronger, that's why Kinyan Khalifan. Kinyan Khalifan accomplishes that the Gemira's das is stronger. And since it's a stronger Gemira's das, that can be dormant, it's not there. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say. The Rishayim used a lashon that shtar can only be what? Shtar can only be signed if you have das on the side. If you don't have das on the side, then the Eidim write a shtar, that's their shtar right. So if the Eidim sign the shtar right on their own, they were not authorized by the Eidim still have one. They write it down on a piece of paper to give the shtar to the mama, but they were not authorized by the loiva to write that shtar. So the Rishayim said that's done with the Tzitzit, the loiva picks over. It's a silver item. The only time you solve the issue and be able to pick something is if the Das on the Sky authorized the writing of the Shtar. So our Soloveitchik thought we can borrow that term Das on the Sky. It's not only the Rishonim uses it, to explain the difference between Shtar that is acceptable as a Shtar and the Pik Sama, which is not acceptable. Our Soloveitchik uses it as another thing. by all other kinyan, and make a kinyan hazak in the shiita kesa, the hagbo, chaser, yad, all the other kinyan, you need das matna. By chalitin, you need das amuskai. Why did he say by chalitin, you need das amuskai? He said by shtar, you need das amuskai. His intention uses das amuskai to explain why it's not the deep sober. The agent can only sign das amuskai, and that's not a violation of the deal of deep sober. The country of Loza, that the agent mana. You don't need agent to sign on the shtar kinyan. So one would think, perhaps, that the whole term das amuskai is irrelevant to the shtar kinyan. It's only relevant to the shtar ayin. So that's why Rav Soloveitchik said, no, we use the expression das amuskai in the country of Loza, and we use it both by shtar and by chalitin, because they both have this hansav shom shabam, that you need a higher level of das. It's not enough das makmen. You have to have a das amuskai, that's called hakno midas. The hakno is accomplished. See, normally, you make a kinyan, and the kinyan has to be with das makmen. If the person is making the kinyan doesn't have das, the makmen doesn't have das. So the kinyan is not helped. But if he had the das and the mighty kinyan, then the mighty kinyan accomplishes the result. There's a cause and effect. The cause is not the das makes the kinyan, the das labels the mighty kinyan as the mighty kinyan, and the mighty kinyan accomplishes the chalitin. Here, by chalitin and by shtar, there is no mighty kinyan to speak of. The chalitin, the handing over of the handkerchief, is just a symbol of evidence that there's a strong opinion that there's a strong nearest das. And it's a very strong nearest das, a stronger nearest das. That's why we call it das on the side. And that's called the Varman Nikhtamandir. So that's what Taisha says. Every star is like that. Every star kinyan. A conqueror of love, a conqueror of mayor, is not a conqueror of mayor. It doesn't work because it's a stronger das makna. It works because by giving you a raya, that we're married, we become married. By giving you a raya, that the house belongs to you, the house now belongs to you. But we don't talk like our mayor, we talk like our brother. But the idea behind das amuskayim and shtar is the same as das amuskayim in chalitin, and you have a higher level of das. So that's what Taisha says. That's why just like chalitin works with kain kodol, it works on karka and metalpilin. And the shtar should also work on karka and metalpilin. I have a talk of self, they're using the mango with astra. In the middle of our basra, I'm actually about seeing that thing, what the Gemara says. Metalpilin are not lapidin and shtar in Nino. So the Mitzvah and that Gemara goes back to explain the top of the Lapin and Nevich Shtar and Nuh doesn't mean the Shtar can't defend itself. It's a different word. When you make a Kinyan Shtar, you have to describe in the Shtar what's happening. So if you want to describe, I'm selling you my home that I own at 24 Bennett, New York City. So you can describe Karka, there's only one location that's 24 Bennett in Manhattan, New York City. But on the top of the other hand, I'm selling you my chair. All the chairs are the same. How do you find the top one? Not that king, the star doesn't work on the top one. Lavin and Nevich start in. There's no way to distract in the top one with the star. So that's only about this. But I'm going to be, if you want to change the ownership of a particular BN. So there's no way to describe it in the star. But what happens if you just want to obligate yourself to give $1,000 to the other person? You describe it. I hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000. So there's nothing more to describe. You describe it in abstract. So that, that's what Taisha says, for that the shtar will work. That's what he suggested. Maybe if I own the Mona Lisa, there's only one in the whole wide world. If there's something, there's only one in the whole world. And I write in the shtar, and it's metalpilin, and I write in the shtar that I'm selling it to you. There's only one copy of the Bamberger edition of the Talmud from the first edition. There's only one. So if I have the one and only copy of the world, I'm writing in the shtar, and I'm giving you ownership of the one and only copy of the Bamberger edition anymore. So maybe the parsha says that will be mixed in the shtar. He can't describe. So that's what the Rabbi Natan began to say. Rabbi Natan learned this is the Machlekes Abyechon Mishlokesh and we pass like Abyechon. So the Rabbi Natan learns that's what it says in Agimar. Agimar is going like Abyechon. Or if I use the Lach Achis Mishtaris, what was Machayev the Oris? If the Adem signed that when the Malva lent the money to the Lord, the Oris had already promised in advance of the Halvoy that if the labor will default, I'll back him up and I'll pay. But then the matamoyas to the loyva is mechayev the artist. The matamoyas is mechayev the loyva, matamoyas is mechayev the artist. So he was talking, however, by Yotze Lachachis Mishtoris. Not only did the Adam not sign that he's the artist, he didn't even agree in advance of the halvah to become the artist. He only agreed after the halvah was made of it. He can't say the matamoyas of the $1,000 that the mahi and the loyva was mechayev the artist. The artist only entered the picture after the halvah was done of it. So how did the Chiyuv Arev get off the ground? How did Mechayev him? So the Gemara in Ksuba Dab Kotei Yimral says that Mishnah, the end of all the Basra, or my Yerza Lachachit, which starts a riot to Rabbi Yerza, Elder Rabbi Yerza, because they assume the Oren writes, I hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000. In the event, the Oren writes, get to the, on the bottom of the page of the Star Havoah. A week after the Havoah was missed, a year after the Havoah was missed. So a third party writes, in the event that the laborer will default and he won't pay the debt to the Malvin, I will pay the money to the Malvin. So what was Machayim took his promise? What's Machayim the order to pay? Star. He wrote on the star. So that's a star b'ksav yoda. The star b'ksav yoda is only going to minachas and minachari. That's how the Gemara understands the Mishnah. Or if I have to lie, it's a star b'ksav yoda minachas and minachari. And that's how the Gemara in Sukkot up to base of Ra'al, not to sue it. And this Mishnah is supporting Rabbi Yechanan then. If you sign, I hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000, you can be, the other party can depend on his fire. Like they can't even start. The front of Rabbi didn't sound everything you want. It sounds just, yes, the Kasha according to Rashi. The Rashi there in Sukkot up to base of Ra'al did not understand the Machlokes like that. Rashi understood the Machlokes was, if a person makes a vaydol kalbin, I admit that I owe you $1,000. I admit. There is some conversation, I'm carrying on conversation with people, and they say, oh, you must be very wealthy, a teacher, why you? Make a tremendous sum. They say, I start asking, yeah, but I owe Dr. Lynn $25,000 once, and then I owe Robert Galap another $25,000. So I'm crying poverty and I'm telling my friend what I owe my. So then Dr. Lane will hear that I said that, and Rabbi Halak will hear that I said that, so they'll bring me to his interpret, and the witnesses will come and say, here, they make a high blood, but this is what I owe my. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's in conversation, people in conversation sometimes want to cry poverty, they don't want to have it on their heart. So if I wasn't talking to Dr. Lane, if Dr. Lane asked me, where's the money that you owe me? I said, yes, I owe you $25 now, but I can't pay it back now. And I say in response to him, he didn't put the money, I say, I admit that I owe you. But that's how he goes, but in fact, if the angel will come and say, I admit it to the Malva, yes. But what if the angel will come and say, so in conversation, people were thinking that I'm so wealthy, and then I thought, the price property, and I said, I owe him money, and I owe him money. So that's just Shalula and the Asad Muhammad came. That's not how he goes, but the Shaila is, what if a fellow says, I goes, but in, he sends a Lashon Lishu'ava, not that I hereby obligate myself, there are in the Tablar, but the Machlokes of Yechon Mishlokish is, he sends a Lashon Lahavo, I hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000. That's the Machlokes of Yechon Mishlokish. Chayv Ani Loch, I hereby obligate myself, Chayv Ani Loch, Chayv Ani Loch, Rashi doesn't run like that. Rashi runs, Chayv Ani Loch means, I make my God Fobin. If I make my God Fobin, and I say, Atenei, listen, I want you to serve as witnesses that I owe Dr. Lynn $25,000. So you can't say that was only conversation. Shalom, I'll be a talk. I don't want to have an IR. People should think I'm rich. Like Pride Pockets. So I said, that's a name, though. I said, I want you to be witnesses. That's a bona fide one of God's this. What if he didn't say that's a name, though? What if he just writes on a piece of paper and he gives the piece of paper to the. I give a piece of paper to Dr. Lynn and it says, I admit that I owe you $1,000, $25,000, and I didn't sign my name up. If I signed my name, I gave my start right. I didn't sign my name. I just wrote, this is to ascertain that I owe you $25,000, and I did not sign on the bond. Didn't sign on the bond doesn't mean a thing. But I gave it over in the presence of witnesses. Also doesn't mean a thing. Doesn't mean a thing. Unless I say Atenega. Yeah, but over here, put the two and two together. I didn't say Atenega, but I said it. I said it in the presence of, if the other fellow says, if the Dr. Lynn programmed me in the presence of witnesses and he said, hey, you owe me $25,000, and I said, that's right, and I have no money to pay today. But then that's why I was bubble. But he wasn't surveying me. And I just said in conversation, I didn't say after that guy, but I write on a piece of paper, I owe you $1,050,000. I didn't sign it. So Rashi learned that that's the Machlokes of the Yechon Mishlokish. Is that an acceptable or done for dinner? It's psychological. According to Rabbi Nathan, it's a halachic machlokes. the Mishnah is all that star is not kind of the top one. And it is private moment and a key of an abstract Shimon, which is not a tangible object, is only treated like the top one. The Mishnah is all that the top one are not different than the star, so you can't create a private moment like this. You can hold it up. It's like the Rabbah is not near the way we explain. The Kankara then passed to Halak and Machwekis and did. What did this? Kankara Rashi is not a Machwekis and Halak, it's a Machwekis in psychology. And does it appear to the Hadar's Mabit? Does not appear to. He didn't say after name that, but maybe the fact that he wrote it up, he writes that it's that he signed his name and he gives it over to the other party to do. But you have to start right there. You're on $25,000. That's for sure. But I thought I didn't. Kankara Rashi. I didn't sign. And I didn't say after name that. But I gave off the piece of paper to the party whom I just said I owe the money to. So maybe you put two together, and maybe that's why I love them. This is not Machwek as an Londoner. What seems to be the psychological Londoner that he really mean how I love them? You know, can you say on that also? So Lola has the answer. According to Rashi, what did the Gemara call it? Or if I go to Lach and keep the story small. The Gemara there in Ksubis. After they quote this Machwek as Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish, whether I write down on a piece of paper, is it a good Hagar Babin? So the quote is Mishnah and the other Babin. What do they have to do with the Machwek and Yechon Mishlokish? They prove in this Mishnah that Rabbi Yechon is right. So obviously they assume that Or if I go to Lach and keep the story means the Hagar was made at any time. And then I write down I, after the Havoah, the Arab sign, right, I will serve as the Ore to back up the Loibe in the event that he doesn't say. But he doesn't sign it. He doesn't. If he signs it, then what did he write? The Machoet Tavech Mishlokish was, is it a valid Hagat Babin? Or can you say that he was kidding? So the Gemara brings the right in this Mishnah that it is a valid Hagat Babin. So the Gemara in Ksubas understood the Mishnah is talking about Hagat Babin. What kind of Hagat Babin? So the Torah writes, I ascertain that I serve as an Orei. And the law was made. When the Adam signed the star, it just says the model went line to the left. It doesn't say there was an Orei. But just by reading the text of the star book, must say there was an Orei. That's it. I admit that the clothing that I'm wearing belongs to you. And everybody knows it's not true. It doesn't fit you. It's not your size. I'm heavy and you're thin. So the Gemara says, no, but if you make a dog, go in the house and say, so you take on an owl. A Eastern Europe is about to die. He wants to leave all his assets to his son. His son was related to him because his father didn't care and the child was born from a Jewish mother at the time the father wasn't Jewish. So the Gemara says, he secured that Hagat Babin. Everybody knew that it wasn't true. But the Gemara says, Hagat Babin is Eino Bach Koshen Adam. The Gemara has in the first book in Babin and see. Eino Bach Koshen Adam. Even though we all know it's not true, Hagat Babin is better than at the end of the day. The only shayla is this about Hagat Babin over here? So the document of the Halvor signed by the Eidim says, the Mal went mine to the Lord, and the Lord goes in the money and shoots the heart of the medical. Doesn't say a word about that in the Ark. Then the Ark writes on the bottom, if he writes, this is to ascertain that I was an Ark, if I admit I was an Ark at the time of the Halvor, and he signed his name. He wrote his star right, and he was the Ark, so not going to be on the Halvor, so be a Chayesh Lovish. So what is it? Everybody will agree to that. So when is there a Halvor, so be a Chayesh Lovish, where I write on a piece of paper, I draw a bubbin, I don't sign my name, and I don't say Athanasia. I give it over to the party who can use it against me. So the fact that I gave it over, Chayv Ani Lachmada, and I wrote it to Shtar. So the fact that I wrote a bubbin, I didn't sign it, I gave it over, maybe that itself should serve as a psychological moment that I really meant this, I draw a bubbin. But that's the Machlokes of Yechon Mishlok. So what did they prove in the Mishnah of Ari? The Rashi understood the Mishnah of Ari. In the context of that speaking to me, that there are signs on the bottom of Hagoshim, Hagoshim, Baldin, not Hagoshim. I hereby agree to serve as his Bore, and he signs his name. No, that's how Rabbi Natanwar. I hereby agree to serve as an Bore, and the star is kind of in his private moment. That's how Rabbi Yechanan reads the Mishnah. According to Rashi, there never was such a Machoy to the Yechanan. Star can never be kind of in his private. The Hadith. And the Mark proof in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yechon was right. Or it means, if you signed on the bottom, I admit that when the Halvor was made, we all know it's not true. The Eidim were there, the Halvor. There was no artist. The guy only deserts the party. The artist came into the picture a year later. After the halva was made, and the lawyer has no money to pay, and the malva is all aggravated, he's never going to get his halva back. And then third, the good Samaritan, the third party comes in and says, I'll serve as the artist. Instead of making a Kenyan suitor, I'll serve as the artist, he writes on the bottom, this is that the thing, that at the time of the halva, I had already agreed to serve as an artist. So Russian HaGolas bought it. If he signs it, HaGolas bought it, no Machlekes. If he says, after they die, no Machlekes. He neither said after they die, nor did he sign it, but he gave over the shtar to the malva. The shtar halva is held by the malva. So the artist agrees to serve as an artist. So he tells the malva, give me the shtar, and I'll sign on the bottom. He signs on the bottom. This is to ascertain that at the time of the halva, I had already agreed to be an artist. So the matan was to the leibes, mechayiv the artist. Like the matan was to mechayiv the leibes, mechayiv the artist. The Adam knows the story is not true. He came over there. There was no artist at the time of the halva. He only came to the LA. But HaGolas bought in a strong and all the Adam and what? They had a bad question on them. So that's how Rashi read the Mishnah. So that's what Rabbi Nathan said. How can Rashi include possibly read the Mishnah? Or by us, Allah Chis Mishtaris Nitzim Mega. I thought about him that he had served as an artist before the Matan was of the Halvah. And even if the A is not true, that's Allah. I thought about him is better than Aiden. How can you say that? It's Mukhah Kamar Gimorah. Gimorah is applying the din of Sefer Machna. So we say over here, the artist creates his Chayus Mammon to pay the Malveh by signing a star. So the Gemara says there should be Sefer HaMakna. So this piece of paper should have to belong to the artist when he gives it back to the Malva. But the paper belonged to the Malva until last year. The Leiter gave it to the Malva a year ago when he lent him the money. And then today, when the Malva sees the Leiter has the money to pay, so he's pulling his hair out. So the artist says, don't worry. And he says, I hereby agree to serve as the artist. And that's going to be a shtar kinyan to be kind of the Arabian. So how does Rashi say there in Tubas that it's a HaGolas bought in? It's the famous Shinar Gemara, it's a shtar kinyan. And the Gemara is assuming that they all understand the halacha, they all understand what's expected and what's required of them. That the Malveh should be marked as a piece of paper to the Arab. And then he writes, I hereby obligate myself to pay you in the event that the Leiter doesn't pay. And then the Arab gives it back to the Malveh. In order that it should be safe on Machna. It might as well, maybe men understood better. The women, they still have to talk because of Rabbi Bachama before. So that's the type of kasha. How can Rashi and Tubas say, Rakir from Argimor? Argimor is black and white, that the chiv of the Arab was called a Kenyan star. And Rashi learned the chiv of the Arab was through my glass balding. But those who use are very delicate. The Tarikin put it above truth. The Machlekes Hatanayim, in addition to there, but the Bachar Ali, the rest of the Chiz Mishtar, the Machlekes is Hilch Mishtar, and it's also Machlekes is Hilch Mishtar, Chazal Kovic. It's very good thing to say Tarik. It's easier to like the Rabbi Nathan. That's what he said. There's Rabbi Nathan, even. Everything is simple. There's no problem at all. Yes?
Could you say that that's the answer to the Gemara?
I don't hear any.
Could you say that that's the answer?
If we come up to the front, we should talk into the computer.
Yeah. Could you say that that's the answer of the Gemara?
Could you say that what?
That's the answer. Dilma Kavrashani. Rashi thought that that's only the Havamina.
Our Gemara. The kasha with the answer. The question with the answer. Rava thought it's a riot, and Ravashi and Matka, they're both assuming that the pshat and the Mishnah and the end of all the pastor is that you're dealing with the king of Shinar. Except that Rava thought it's a riot that the Malga is going to be marked in a piece of paper to the RA, and then this piece of paper is going to be, the RA is going to be marked in back again. So it's a proof that everybody understands that. And then Ravashi said, how do you know? Maybe women not so learned. Maybe the women don't understand. But both Rava and Ravashi, they both seem to be assuming that the Pshat and the Mishnah, the Unbotabatra, the Orev is misguided by the king in Shtar. Not based on how you go to solve it, no? How can you learn otherwise?
What's the answer? Rashi says that you're giving over the shtar only in the Havamina.
And Duma Gafshan, the Yoda Laknuyan, now he knows. The Mabba knows to be marked with a piece of paper, and the Yoda knows that it is, and he's marked in fact. The question I'm answering, the focus on the definition of the other Baba Batra, is talking about a king and shtar. I don't think so. Rashi and Suvid, Dafkubei, understood the Gemara there, but the first of the economy is shlokish, is a mathematical and psychological umdenis. Is there a hydraulic body? And the proof in this mission and the other Baba Batra is like Rabbi Yehonan, that there is a psychological umdenis, that there is a hydraulic body. And the story is that the Ori says, I admit, he doesn't say that. He writes it and he doesn't say after Negai that I admit I was. He doesn't say after Negai. He says, I was the RA before the Halva took place. The mouth only lent the money to the Leva and my say so. I was the RA. And he says this in the presence of Eilu. I can tell you, Rabbi Lam, no, $100,000 and it doesn't mean anything if I don't say after Negai. But if I write it down on this piece of paper and I give it to Dr. Lam in the presence of Eilu, but then Rabbi Yehonan says, that's the psychological umdenah, that it's a good hadras, probably even he didn't say atameza. So Rashi learns both things goes with psychological umdenahs of hadras, probably, and that reminds the parish like Rabbi Yehonan, that he's not talking about the umdenahs of hadras, probably. He's creating the array with Mikhail of the Havah. He's not with the hadras, probably, then he already was in Norah before the Masnum Horeh took place. This is an important thing. The Tapta is very important. Elamarabashi says, Rashi says, no, I have a different mission than Mihawk. This is a different mission. Isha could send it to these cases of Isha, Isha, Kima, get the Hukas of Sons. So it's the fairness that we allow a woman to write the get, even if she'll be writing on her own piece of paper. Obviously, she'll be mocked with the piece of paper to the husband, and then the husband will be mocked back to her. So it seems that even women, we assume that when we explain to them 1, 2, 3 rounds, they spend half an hour to explain to them. If you explain 1, 2, 3, we assume men and women and children they'll all understand what we're talking about, and they will be mocked there in order to permit something that you know, say from Makkah, they'll understand. Okay. The next Gemara is talking about the Kinyan HaGet. The Baal gives the Get, so it says one else and the other. So the original Pasuk said we have to have Yah. You put the Get, the Yah, and you shall like this into her hand. What does he give it to Chatzah Elisha? So the Mishnah says later in Perek HaZereh that we derive from every way in the Pasuk, the Nasa and the Yod, the area of the Rav, the Chatzir, and the Hatam Lama, the Nasa, the Komatam, that the Chatzir is also good. What's the definition of Chatzir? Chatzir has to be a house or a farm or a barn. It has to be Karka. So the Rambam quotes the Klal from the Gemara in Bava Basra that Kelev Shel Adam, let they have an automobile and it's parked in the middle of the street. And have a right to park it there. It's a legal parking spot. So the thing is, if someone puts something into my automobile, I'm kind of with the Kinyan Chatzah, because Kehel Shaladam, I claim that the Torah Kinyan Chatzah, B'chol Machom Yishayish Kol Yishuv L'Amiha. If it's illegally parked, if I park the car when they're not allowed to park it, but then I'm not kind of with the Kinyan Chatzah. But Kehel Shaladam, I'm kind of with B'chol Machom Yishayish Kol Yishuv L'Amiha. Right. So the Shaila is, what if I own a behema? What if I own a behema? And let's say the wife calls the vein, and the husband puts the get, the vein has a satellite, and the husband puts the get, tucks it into the saddle of the vein. So would you say that that's a Kinyan Chatzah? You say Chatzah is either Karka, or another form of Chatzah will be, if it's a Kli that's sitting still, what if it's a vein that's moving? So why should you distinguish what's the difference between a Chatzah that's moving and a Chatzah that's stationary? Let's say the Isha owns it and it's nine. The terrorist, the husband doesn't own the other nine. The Isha owns the other nine. And the Baal puts the yes, the Yahu and its nine. So that's not called nothing. The other. The other means the other Isha. And maybe she'd be like Chatzah Isha. That's like if I put the yes into the Chatzah Isha, I put it into her own deal. Kevim Shaladim, Akhanim Shalad, the terrorist Chatzah, Muhammad Mishayes, the Mishu Islam Nichol. If I put it on the back of the Ema, that will also, if I put the get into the Yahweh, and put it in the Chatzah, so that's what Rabbi says. Kosmo again, the husband writes the get, and the son of the Yahweh. The next step. The husband puts the get the other Eved Shalom. He puts the get into the hand of his Eved that he owns. And then he gives over the Eved as a gift to the wife. The Kasla Shtar Matana Olam. And that is not a Tukesh character. So just like he can be kind of character of Shtar, they can be kind of Eved Klein of Shtar. So the husband is Machna as a gift. He gives the Eved Klein to his wife. The Kasla Shtar Matana Olam. And the din is kind of say, the wife is kind of. Usually the din is called when she comes to Yishuv from the Baila, but if the Baal is not the Matan of the Yishuv, it comes to Ben of Baal of Paris. Here the Baal is giving the Eretz Knaini, his own Eretz Knaini to his wife as a Matan. So the whole Eretz Knaini belongs to the wife, the Baal doesn't get anything back. He doesn't, he's not entitled to anything. So that's what Rabbi says, if the Baal takes right to get the Shmon, he puts him the Yaka Eretz Knaini Shalom, and then he writes his time Matan on the Eretz Knaini to transfer ownership as a Matan of the Eretz Knaini to his wife, conversation kind of the Eretzaini, umgareshes bo, and it's good for chatzir. Not only the chatzir he puts it in her chatzir, he puts it in her automobile is good, he puts it on the back of her name is good, if he puts it on the back of the Eretzaini is good. And even if it's his Eretzaini, the back of the Eretzaini is good. Take more, wait a minute. If he put it on the back of the behemoth, it's not good. I might chatzir my lechus, he chatzir my lechus like that. The din is a chatzir my lechus, he's not good. That's a gemara. It says in the human sichtes, you take a look in the Masoret Hashas, it says it appears, among other places, Bavutsiyah Daf Tesson and Beis. And there, Bavutsiyah has to be a machlekes, Taisus and Rabbi Akiva Eger, what's wrong with Chotzer and Halechus, what's exactly no good? So Taisus says, because you need Chotzer has to be Lumiyah the Yad, but how do you know there's an institution of Chotzer and Kol Tzar Kuba? The Gemara says, both in Bavutsiyah and Daf Yud Beis, and that was later on in Gittin, the first up in Perakas, right? The one says, you have two psukim. You have by get. You have an ein zayin of an alchemy. So it says by the get, but not from the other, and the other, kasher, and I thought, but not from the comico. Then by God, the apple, so you must be similar to the other, and the name, God of only pays keiko. The God of only pays keiko, if you made a kidney grenade. What constitutes the kingdom? So the pastor says to me, he must be Yodo Rabbi. Yeah. Any other Yodo Chaser in my head. What if I steal the other hand? You are my next door neighbor. I open up the door in the fence in between the two backyards. And I encourage your behemoth to walk into my backyard. And the kidney can aid the back and your behemoth was a kidney cut and not a kidney yard. So the Pasuk says, Eli, that the righteous that he must receive much to the other Aminah. Eli, the Yodo, he must receive much to the other. How do you know until the nine? Some of them, he must receive much to the Kalmachos. So now the Gemara says, I have a Pasuk by Kinyin Geneva. I have a Pasuk by Geth Yishuv. He would have only had one Pasuk either by the Geth or by the Kinyin Geneva. He would have thought it's a local thing. Now that I have two Pasukim, one by Ganon, Kinyin Geneva by Ganon, and the Geth, so I thought the Shabbos of that. The chasuv is kind of called a tarku. At that time, no, the chasuv is kind. So in both cases, of ganet and of get, the original pasuk goes to yodo. Nothing to yodo, it must be much to yodo. And then in Omar, the chasuv is also like yad. So that's what Taisin says, chasuv aleches is no good, because the chasuv is only kind of it's dumya the yad. And the yad is not maaleches. What do you mean the yad is not maaleches? The yad is when I walk around, so my hand goes with me. The sense is playing there in the bottom. See on that present thing, yeah. The yard doesn't have its own automation. The body has the automation. The feet walk. The body of the person walks. The hands don't have the ability to walk on their own, but that's not called Chazan Alech. That's what the sense is. But the Akiva, but then you find that the reason why Chazan Alech is in trouble because it's not the idea. The Akiva Eger doesn't understand, as a long union of Shakti, he doesn't understand why Taisus had to say that the hand doesn't have its own automation. The body, the feet walk away, and the male of the hand comes along. That should have said differently. Chatzim ha'alechet, by definition, means if the chatzim can walk away from his master, from his owner. But the yad is attached to the body. So the yad is never a ma'alechet, because ma'alechet only concerned if it can go away from the owner. But if the yad is attached to the owner, even if it is ma'alechet, it's good. Not malachas away from you. That's the Rebbe Kivayi. Based on Rebbe Kivayi, there's room to go one step further to say that the whole kisar and chata malachas only is because it's a form of chata shame. It's not there. The Mara said in Bava Tzia, the chata is only kind of a if a Messiah falls in, the dog shall have to fall into my chazir. So I'm kind of with the king of chazir, no one else is allowed to take the dog, it's no longer after. Yeah, Bala Khatu is kind of with the king of chazir. So the Gemara says there, Bala Khatu is only kind of the king of chazir, because the chazir of Mishtaner is Abu Habari. And let's say the chazir doesn't have any wool. I have a lot. I never built anything on it. I allow all the people in the neighborhood to walk over the lot. I'm not using it. It's a way I'll pull it out. And then I'll put walls up and I'll put fences around. I won't let anybody go. But right now, the lot belongs to me. I didn't do anything on it. I give everybody permission. You want to park your car there, you want to use it in the shortcut, do whatever you want. The double shall have to fall onto my cluster. I won't be crying. It's a cluster change of which it's not really being held for the common law. So based on Rabbi Kivayu's definition of Kos Malachim is it's Malachim away from the owner, the one can go a step further and say, maybe not like Tyson said, because Kos has to be Zumi is a Yad. My Yad Shem Malachim. But maybe the part is that we require that it should be a Kos and Nishtam Meres, and if it's a Kos and Malachim, then the Mele is not Nishtam Meres. The Chorich and Chapa Nakamina is this, because the Gemara says there in the first paragraph of the Tzidin about you saying, that the only time you need Mishta Merit is if the dog shall have to fill in. But if there's a Dasa Heres Mach, I want to give a gift only to you. I have a golden bar, a piece of gold. And I don't want to give it to you, I want to give it to anybody else. If anybody else takes it, get in. I put it on your cluster, Shane Mishta Merit, and I want you to be cut with the kingdom. So the Gemara says, if the Tata Heres Mach is specifically for you, then you don't need Chos on Mishtan Eretz. The only time you need Mishtan Eretz is if you want to be kind of Devash Alech. So the Chor is room to say, there's a question over here. This Allah, the Chos on Alech is not Konen. Maybe it's only not Konen in any case other than Matan. Maybe in the case we have a Matan with the Tata Heres Mach. So maybe Chos Malachas will be good. Maybe the whole Chisun of Malachas is a name of Shtan Eretz. Maybe it's not an independent Malachas. Not a separate Malachas. Having one Malachas, they two Malachas. You need Chos on Shtan Eretz. And you need, it should be Chos the same Malachas. Maybe it's one of the same Malachas. Let's see what it says in the Gemara here. Let's go again. Amar Rav Kotla gets the son of the Adapter. The Rabbi says that it's a good king of Chotzer. Amar, how can it be Chotzer? Chotzer Malach is on top of the Behemoth, it's not good, it's Malach. On top of the Devil is also no good, it's Chotzer Malach for a turn. The Chitain will go, and then maybe tell me the head is commanding and standing still. The only time it's called a Chotzer Malach is when it's walking around, but if the Behemoth, the head is standing still, it's not a Malach, and it's very much not true. So Amar Rav, the same on Rav, a Rav, it's also a Rav. If the animal is trusting, because we're walking around, even if the animal is staying still or sitting even, it's not kind of entering the Gemara, the answering the illness of the cook. The only time you consider it, Malach, is even when it's staying still, even when it's sitting, is if it's not tied up, but it's tied up, and it can't untie itself by itself, so then it's not called Malach, so then there's no problem. So the Gemara says, couple solves the problem. If it's couple, okay. Some places, in places, presents the machlekes or shame. Does couple solve all the problems? Or does it only solve the problem of Malach? And you still have another problem with Chos Hashem and Mishtan Eretz. Are these two different problems? Or are they one of the same problems? The Taisu says, even though the Gemara over here only says, look at some couple, that's not the whole story. Because the Russian need that the Eved should be tied up to solve the problem of Malachas, because the even under the ocean, not the left one, it's also called, since theoretically the Eved can walk, so even under the ocean is also called Malachas. But with Kofas, he doesn't have to be ankle, but the still can walk. Can't untie, he's cut, he's handcuffed, the Eved is handcuffed. Well, then 90, his feet are shackled, he can't go anywhere. So then it's not called Malachas, but we still have a different problem. And it's not Mishnah Meres for the Daima. So that's what Tyson holds. He needs two solutions because he has two distinct problems. And Tyson's later says, they say, Chain Pas Kalachas, regardless, what do they say? Kidimash, the Tyson's going to prove that you need both, you need Kalachas for Yoshe. Utirish, the Kunt, they say that Rashi says like that, you need both. And Kalachas, regardless, Chain Pas Kalachas, regardless. And you need both Kalachas for Yoshe. And that way, other Rishayim will disagree. They say you don't need Kofas for Yashin, either Yakshin alone, is good, accomplice alone is good. One or the other is good. So Mukharit, these are the two shittas. Taisus is working with the assumption that you have two distinct problems, two distinct issues. Chasim Aleches is because not doing it the yad. Chasim Shemim Marriage is a different problem. And the other Shem Hell, no, it's only one problem. What? This part says you have a solution, Yoshin. One part says Yoshin is the solution, one part says Kavis is the solution. So it's either A or B, either Kavis or Yoshin will solve your problem. And Taisus says, not true. These are two months we're working on two different problems. You only have to worry, you only have to be concerned about the both problems. You have to give a solution to each one of the problems. Kavis solves the problem of Malachas, which is a separate school. Then you have another thing on Mishtaber is with Zaita. When the evidence is away, it's not Mishtaber with Zaita Habayi, it's Mishtaber with Zaita Atma. So you have to have Yoshin to make it that it should be Mishtaber with Zaita Habayi. That's the thing. So Rabbi said a Chiddush here. This Chiddush that Rabbi said, the husband right to get the Chiddush on top of the Chiddush. He says that there's no, the Evan Kanaini can sometimes serve as a chassid. That's Chiddush number one. But then he says, the big Chiddush, alright, Kavus Yashin, okay, it's more of this. Kavus Yashin is concerned as a chassid. Aim also, it's tied up, I'm serving the chassid. And then Rabbi has a bigger Chiddush. The husband at the time it didn't seem to put to get the Yad Evan Shalom. That's not a mistake. So the husband puts the guest into the next door neighbor's house. Then the next door neighbor agrees to sell his house to the wife in order that she should become a Guresh. So the Gemara says, that's called Chassidei Rav Malachimika. That's not good. The time that the Baal put the guest into the house, so the husband didn't belong to me, she belonged to the next door neighbor. Then the next door neighbor gives it over to Matoni and sells it to the wife. But that's not a decision. The next door neighbor was not appointed by the husband as a Shliach. To be the shliach for his office again. If the husband writes again and he puts the guest in his own chassid, and then he's marked in the chassid to the wife, that's his mother, Ryan Zayman, and he says, that's good. That's the same as the Rabbi says here. The husband writes again, he puts his diadem in shalom, and then he gives the shtar matron to the wife to give her ownership of the Eved Kanaani. So the Rabbi says over here that's good, and that's what Rabbi says over there, and that's also Rabbi, and I'm trying to admit that that over here is also good. The Baal writes again, he puts his bechat to shalom, but that's not a Messina either. The Messina consists of the husband giving the karka of the matar to his wife. And when the karka belongs to the wife, and the mele, it turns out that the guest is bechat to rishto. But if he just gave the bechat to the matar, he also. Husband wrote again, and he put his biyad Eved Shalom. That's not a Messina. Eved Shalom is not a Messina biyad of Isha. But then when he gives the Eved to the Isha of the matar, or he says, not matar, Kamaseyu, she's kind of the Eved. The Mela, the Gareshim, but the Mela, the Shtar is sitting in the Chatzur of Nish. There is a Shach in Chosh, and Mishpat has a suggestion that he quotes on Rishon and say like this, he wants to, he considers the possibility of asking like this. The Chatzur is on the coin there, if the Chatzur belongs to me, and the Dabbas will have to get filled in after it belongs to me. But if there's a Chatzur Shal Hefker, if there's a Chatzur Shal Hefker, and the Dabbas will have to get there, and then I'm cutting the chaser, and then I want to be cutting the king and chaser the yachid that was sitting in the chaser before it belonged to me. So the shach wants to say the chaser is not cutting. So this is one of the many gemaras that contradict that shach. It's saying, it's a whole list of, it rattles off a whole list of sources that contradict the shach. It's not quoted from an opinion in the Rishon. So it's difficult, the man's going to not hear. The Baal wrote to get that he lives in his own chaser. The Baal wrote to get and gave him the Yad Eretz Shalom. And then he's marked his chaser to the wife, or he's marked from the Yad to the wife. So the Gemara says, is the Magda the Chatzah to the wife is called the Nisina. Because now the guest is Nimsa, the Chatzah Shalom, and that's the good Kiddush. So that's the big Kiddush that Rabbi says. That the Achnoas HaChatzah to the Isha, and I am right on the name, but the Achnoas HaEbed, the Isha over here, Kofar, now that constitutes the Nisina. And even though the guest is there before the Chatzah belongs to the Isha, that's not an Isha, it's not from. And then, Abaye, yes. And then Rabbi says the same. We are Rabbi. The other thing is the same as by the other. Kasu la get in the son of a chasegro. The Baal writes the get and he puts it in his own chasegro. And the Kasu la shtam atan la chala. He gives the wife a shtam atan that she now owns the chasegro. Kasu la say she kind of the chasegro. And now by virtue of the fact that the get is in her chasegro, this guy has his point. And that's called the scene. Since the Baal is makna to the wife, the Eber, the Baal is makna to the wife, is chasegro. And now she's able to be kind of the get for the kinyi chasegro. So that constitutes the scene of the Baal. Okay. And now Abaye, we'll leave this after a minute, it's Bichon, we'll get to it later. Amar Abaye, Abaye doesn't agree with these Chibushim of Rav, doesn't agree with Rava and Dafayim Zayin and Beis, and he doesn't agree with Rava's two Dinam over here. When the Baal wrote the Gesh, he left it in his own Chatzur, he left it the other Eretz Kanei Shabbat, and it's back to the time of the Chatzur Trish. Abaye also is not correct. Why? Michli chatzim meichel kratzim di yodo, the original thing from the shin, and also the yodo. So we said, mainly on the yodo, chatzim and anpam, and also on the komakom, but you still need chatzim shim yidum yidu yad. It's like a hekish, but there's an also the yodo, it's like a hekish. It's like Tetsu said, how do you know that a chatzim on the halachas is no good because it's not yidum yidu yad? The mitzvah and then in the halachas, that the chatzim should be in the halachas. But the Abaye time is open. Yad is a good guess whether she agrees or she doesn't agree. Chatzer chatzer is only good if the Baal gives a guess into the chatzer of his wife. These things like the name of Karcha. That's only the chatzer any belongs to the wife before the husband does the mitzvah. Although the Rama Tana, but only here the Baal. Wrote a get and he put it into his own chatzer. Then the nesina of the get is the hakno hasachatzer. So Abaye is right in it. His nisha doesn't agree to the claim of the chatzer. So it's not good. So the get is only good if it's midaito. So that's not doing the yah. That's Abaye's side. My yah is the same side of the chatzer has to be chatzer that is ready to belong to the wife. And he puts the get in after it belongs to these same side of the makocha. But oh, I thought it looked gay. Well, this case can only work in Midaita because Hakhnot HaChatzir, when the get was ready there, Hakhnot HaChatzir is going to be in the Nesina of the get. Hakhnot is in the Nesina. So this is only Midaita is about Korcha Leitza, so it's not Dunya Diyah. That's Abaye's kash. What exactly is bothering Abaye? So the Arzameah has this for in a month later. And the Pashtus is that that's what the Gemara is arguing. There is a Nech Svara over here. And we have a deal of Tligitach Magali Karkas over it. If the Baal puts the guest on the table, and he calls up his wife and he says, I have a guest all prepared, it's in my desk, open up the front drawer, and pick up the guest and threw it in Harei Mugresh. So this is a Snoga. He needed that the Baal should do the Nesina, the Shliach appointed by the Baal, the Shliach Lailah, he should do the Nesina. If he sends the gift by the mail and the Goyish mailman delivers the gift, that's not good. He never appointed the Goyish mailman as the Shlech Lailah, and even if he would. A boy cannot serve as the Shlech Lailah and Faget, so that's not good. The Nitzak in the Sina. And the Sina has to be the Baal does in the Sina. The Sina that a gift is good even Baal Korcha. So the other one says not that a gift is good even Baal Korcha, but every gift has to be Baal Korcha. If you give a gift in such a way, that the Dachon Kulin to the son of the wife, she has to agree to accept it, to then that's called Kulgitat Magali Karakas. The Baal didn't do anything. So that's Abaye's kasha. Not that he meant to say, Amar Abaye, not that he meant to say, Dumi Diyat. No. Hatim Alech is no good to say, didn't come any Dumi Diyat. Here Abaye says, Nichi Chasnech, the Chabi Diyat, and Mayot, it doesn't mean Dumi Diyat, it means a different word. Just like Yad can be Baal Korcha, the Chatzir can also be Baal Korcha. And then it's called the Nesina, the Chatzir is the whole Nesina. There's no problem of going either. But over here, Baha'am HaKon, in this case, since he died in the Baal Korcha, since he didn't have the son of the wife, he has to agree to be kind of there tonight. He has to agree to be kind of the Chatzir. She doesn't agree. So the husband's Nesina is not the Nesina. Well, what's the husband's Nesina? That's Machna. That Machna doesn't work unless he should mask him. She makes a kingdom on the Knight. She has to agree to make the kingdom on the Karka. So since she has to agree, she makes a kingdom. So that's what we'll get that on the Karka. So there's no Nesina he says about. That's Abaye's Kasha. That's a strong fact. Whenever he needs to have some of the wife, it's a lack of Nesina. If he's sort of putting it up, not that he not exactly the same, though. To get up, not got the karka, the Isha takes the guest. Over here, the Isha has to be mocking to defend the other Knight. The Isha has to be mocking to defend the karka. Once she's mocking to defend it, she knows. She knows by her being kind of the karka, by her being kind of the Isha, she's going to become divorced because the guest is there. you don't really have her be agreeing to be credited again. All she has to do is agree to be credited the Karaka, and agree to be credited every night, and the manual is again is going to leave out. But still, that's what I buy it off. Since you need her confidence, you have to have her adopt her agreement. She has to be in agreement to be credited every night to be credited the Karaka. So shouldn't that be considered like a lack of the semen? That should be considered she helped out in the semen. She has to agree, but that should be what needs to have the Karaka is no good. That's our buy it cash. But then the Gemara says, a pine against a bite to prove that Rob is right. Maske was in the Parashi of Shlil, which is Kabbalah, the indictment about Korban Leitza. You can't have the Baal, doesn't have to give it to the wife directly. You can either give it to the wife or give it to the Shlil of Kabbalah. Now, Shlil of Kabbalah can only be appointed by the wife. So when the Baal gives it to the Shlil of Kabbalah, it's not for the fact that the wife agrees to appoint them as the Shlil of Kabbalah. But the Baal can see him with the Indian. That's where Sini Barashi, pine is. Abaye's sign is a mistake. Abaye says, since the wife has to agree to be credited to every tonight, Shal Abaye, the wife has to agree to be credited to the chatur of the Baal, so that's a lack of, that the husband didn't do the holy thing. So Rashi and Rashi said, you can't say that. The wife isn't consenting to be credited to Eben, and then the man should be credited against Al Tarko. Abaye says, no, since it's in the same moment, when she's credited to every tonight, she's credited to the Kark and the Mailer. That same split second, the get is considered the distinct on the get. So Abaye finds that that's the distinct on the distinct, and that's going to give the Magali Karka. The Sidi Barashi proves that it's not curious. That's his sign. Is that his sign? Maske for Sidi Barashi, a sign against Abaye's sign, and I'll prove that Abaye's sign is not valid. But Shlilu to Kabbalah, the Midaiti is about Korahalei, so the Kahavi shall be able to Kabbalah, so does not prove that what? That if you need the doctor, you should appoint the Shlil of Kabbalah. That's not a lack of, that's not a historical reason. She appoints the Shlil of Kabbalah, then the Baal does the decision and gives the gift to the Shlil of Kabbalah. But the same over here. The Isha is only agreeing to be trained in the Ebbet of the Baal. The Isha is agreeing to be trained in the Chatzah of the Baal. Once she's trained in the Chatzah of the Ebbet, so the member of the gift is the Ebbet. So that's a good muscle from the Shlil of Kabbalah. That's our Sidi Barashi time is against our Baal time. And Abaye defends his time. Abaye still doesn't agree with the Rabbah. Abaye holds, there's no tushta, there's no proof. Now the Gemara has two versions. First version is, Dr. Shlil is the other Saboy, the Shulshul, the Saboy. He might say, another Rosh, and Shlil is the Rabbah, and Rosh, and Bakar, etc. What are the two dechiyas that Abaye gives to the time of our Rasini Barash? I think, that perhaps the pshat in the Gemara is like this. Rav Baruch there in the Brich HaShmuel quotes from the top of Yerushalmi. That's the Yerushalmi that the Nesid is quoted from the Rahim of Nesid. That to appoint the Shliach, you have to be with Bible on this issue. The Shliach, to be Memana, the Gemara, those are the Shliach, the Taisus writes in Subas, and that's not Exeris Apostle, that since you learn out the Tanaim and they go to the Rubain, you don't have to be Tanaim like the Shnei Bar. Because you learn out, no, it's not Exeris Apostle. And I call for and I go, no, it's not Exeris Apostle. Tanaim, look at these machines, they said, no, that's a built in the stock. If you're not a violent to be next to the man of Shnei, then you're not a violent to be Makal of Tanaim. And if you are violent to be Manishwar, then maybe you are violent to be Mapal Tanai. Both depend on both appointing a Shliya and being Mapal Tanai depend on whether you're a violent or not. So the Yishalmi says, in all cases of Kalatar Kuda, you can only appoint the Shliya if you're a violent on this color. If you're not a violent man, if the thing can be done by Kor Kaka, you don't have the Bible, you don't have the ability to appoint the Shliya. The one and only exception to the rule is Getish. The Gedisha can be given to the Isha Bal Karfa. It doesn't make sense that she should be able to be the Mahashliya Balaam. Nonetheless, that's an exception to the rule. The Isha can't be the Mahashliya Balaam. So the Shaila is Rav Baruch Hu raising this question. How are you supposed to understand this exception to the rule? So one could explain, there's a rule and there's an exception to the rule. The rule is that normally you can only point to Shliya when you're a violent. And the Shliach of Kabbalah is like, yes, there's an exception to the rule. It's a different animal. It's a different kind of Shliach. That's how Solomon learned Pshat and Nevi Migash. The Gemara has on the next, and that the Chav Gimel on the day, on the top line, the Chav Gimel, the Reis Amar Abad, and the Rabbi Chayim, 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 and so the Rishonim want to round the back of his mind. The Rishonim want to quote the Reb Migash, and everybody disagrees. The Reb Migash claims that the Gentleman's Inn only excludes an Ebbek Knight from serving as a Shliach and a Kabbalah for him. And Ebbek Knight can't serve as a Shliach for him, even though they are in the third case condition. It's only number of a Shliach and a Kabbalah for him. So clearly he seems to be assuming that a Shliach and a Kabbalah for him is a different Inn to Yetim and Akhlaal. It's a separate parshah of shliach, where you offer sakyat is normal. That's a normal shliach. Just like a, because the Baal is a balabas, they give the get to his wife Baal Tarkov. Of course he's a Baal. But the shliach of Kabbalah, this is not a Baal for Kabbalah, the get can be done Baal Tarkov. The whole institution of shliach of Kabbalah is in custom after the different rate code rules and regulations. But for that special shliach of shliach of Kabbalah, it would require that it should be a yesh to the third case between the shliach. That's what it's out there in the Gershon. So that's one way to explain it. Rabbah there is not sure. The Shabbat is said that the exception to the rule that you don't need to be partial to Shabbat Al-Mahm is when the Isha points to Shabbat and the Kabbalah Zaget. And that's the exception to the rule that even though the guest is given by Karakal, she's still a part of the Manashim. What the other stuff to say is that the Torah is Mechadish, that there are two partials of Gershon. Normally, under normal circumstances, the guest can be given by Karakal. And if the woman wants to give a couple of guests on their gerim, then we require Dato Isha for the gerishin, and that's going to enable her to be Mamana Shliya. Because you need Dato Isha to get on their gerim, so that's why she is a violin to be Mamana Shliya. Clearly, it's an exception to the rule. She has a couple of guests, and something is an exception. So, an exception to which rule? There's two rules here that are contradictory. But one rule is that the guest can be given about karka shani, so that she's not a bible, not a guest, can be given about karka. The other rule is that to appoint a shliach, you have to be a bible. So we say, shliach and kabbalah zaget is an exception to the rule. Which rule? Is it an exception, even though she's not a bible, she can still appoint a shliach? Or is it an exception to the rule that guest normally can be given about karka? The guest on yachayrim, when the guest is not given directly to the wife, then the guest cannot be given about karka. Then she is a bible, not a gerish, and then the marriage that enables her to appoint the shliach for kabbalah. So the pashtus is that these are the two versions of the gemara. The two sons are both their raised. What's the pshat in the Rishonim that the shliach for kabbalah is again is an exception to the rule, to which rule is in the pshat. So Rav Tini bar Rashi pinned against Abai. If you are by all, because the Isha has to be mafkin to be kind of the karka on which to get the city. The Isha has to be mafkin to be kind of the reclining. And he's saying to get his position now. So they put him to need her consent to be kind of. So that's a return of to give the fuck out of karka. The sign is against the vice. And whenever the Isha points to Shliach, whenever the Isha points to Shliach and Kabbalah, I get it. He needed her on comment to appoint to Shliach and Kabbalah. And the Baal giving the get to the Shliach and Kabbalah is only needed for if the Isha pointed him in advance. So since he has come to Isha, that's the Isha. To point the Shliach and Kabbalah, according to Abai's way of thinking, let that be a concern of King Yitzhak Magali Kaira. So that's the first answer Abai gives is, and so the Gemara be Abai, how does he answer the time of Rav Simi Barashi? The other Shliach is the other is Rabbi. Shliach and Kabbalah. Is that like that from Yah? No, it's not that from a different pasuk. The Shilcha is Rabboi. It's not that from a different pasuk. What does that mean? So according to the first Lashon, before you get to deep by saying, well, it sounds like the Gemara is saying that the by get by that area, you do need Dato Isha. So since you need Dato Isha, you can't say that it's a lack of put. Let's say the Isha points to Shliach with Kabbalah. And then the Baal is going to tell the Shliach of Kabbalah, I have the guest in the desk drawer, go to my office, pick up the guest in the drawer. You're going to say that Pligita Magavi Karka is good by the Shliach of Kabbalah. No, Pligita Magavi Karka is still no good. Aye, but the Isha have appointed the Shliach, and if the Isha wouldn't have appointed the Shliach, the whole guest wouldn't have taken effect. So whenever you need Dr. Isha, Abai finds that that's the Chisar, then the scene, no. If the chisar, if the guest can be given by karcha, Then it's a Chisaron in the Mitzvah. Let's say in Kiddushin. In Kiddushin Yish. So there's a Machlokes of Rishonim that the Mishmor quotes in Ebenezer. When Tzvi Kiddushin Machlokes Karka and Gura. By Kiddushin Shtar, there's a Machlokes by Kiddushin Kesef. Whether you need that in the Sina, or to leave Kiddushin Machlokes Karka is also okay. So if you hold that whenever you need that for Yishu, it's considered like Tzvi Kiddushin Machlokes Karka, it's not called in the Sina. So all Kiddushin should be no good. If you all need the Sina by Kiddushin. Until the Kiddushin of Magadi Karka is no good, and you always need that Isha by Kiddushin. You're going to say every Kiddushin is no good because if the wife, if the Kala doesn't agree to accept the Kiddushin, the Kiddushin doesn't get off your ground. It's always true the Kiddushin of Magadi Karka, no, that's not a kasha. The only time you use such a definition like the Urza Meir, the only time you apply such a cloud that whenever you need that Isha, it's a lack of Sina. It's a violation of Tlingit and Magadi Karka by Gethishin, where they get Tlingit and Balkarka. So then we require, it has to be always Balkarka, and if the only hechsher I get rests on the fact that the wife agreed, she consented to declare the Eved, she agreed to declare the Karka, then it's a lack of Nesina. So that was the first version of Abai Baitis. No, but Shlichus with Kapolos, I get to learn that from a different parsha. What does it mean? Whenever they get to give them Aide Acherim, because the guest is not given directly to the issue, given by the Acherim, so then that's another route. And that's through the Kiddushin. Just like Kiddushin, you need Dasa Baal, Dasa Isha. So get by the Acherim, you need Dasa Isha. You need Dasa Isha. So don't say if the issue is not given with a lack of Plagita, it's a Chitorn and a Sinan. It's the equivalent of Plagita Magadi Karim. No, that's only when the guest is given directly and with Baal Karcha. So then if it came, here, Abai, the Rabbi came, the Baal gives the get directly to the Isha. So instead of putting the get beyond the Isha, the Achatzei Roh, he puts the get beyond Avdei Shalom, the Achatzei Shalom, and he's makna, the Chatzei to the Isha, he's makna the Achatzei to the Isha. Abai Tainan said, that's a lack of Nesina. So since he's giving the get directly to the Isha, he's not giving Avdei Shliach, so the need for us coming to Isha, the Isha has to be marked to become the end, to become the character, so that's the lack of Nesina. That's what Abai said. So Rashi Rashi says, so what about the fact that Isha can inform the Shlichma Kabbal? So he says, no, Shlichma Kabbal, that's a different parsha of guests. So never guests, because on that end there, it's a different parsha. It's an exception to the rule. What rule? Normally a guest can be given the Balkarach, but guest Isha cannot be given the Balkarach. He needs to ask Yadar for Isha for that. You need to ask Yadar Isha for that. So that's what Abai says. If you need Yadar Isha, they don't give such a restricted definition of the sin. Just like by Kiddushin. Some Rishonim and Achrayim hold that Kli Kiddushin of Magadi Karka is no good. And so you need Yadar Isha for that. So that's not Abai. That's the first answer the Gemara says. The Gemara, Abai answers, Abai, what does this mean? The other side, like, Mishum says, Abai. That's a different, it's a different parsha of Get. Get by the Shliach needs that solution. So that's why you can't say that there's a problem of Tlingit of Magali Karak. Then it is the Yiboy, it's Ema. And if you want to, you can say differently. You can say differently that was. And even if you give a Get, I'll give a Acherim. Even if you give a Get, I give a Acherim. Also, it's not an exception to the rule that you need that solution. And the fact that you require that solution to get by the Acherim enables them to appoint the Shliach. No. It's like Rav says, it's an exception to the rule. That normally the only one that can appoint the Shliach is the Baalim. Here it's an exception to the rule. Even though the Isha, the get to be given by Karva, the Isha can still appoint the Shliach. It's an exception to that rule. But the Gemara, and the Gemara is a good thing. But he's saying that Shliach is with Kabbalah, and not the Ashtachan by Karva. You know, the Kabbal gets will beat the son of Baal Korcha. What is that supposed to answer? The Tosfos in the Rashba said, you don't understand what this line means in the Gemara. Tosfos give a mouth for the Igor Yitzhak, for the end of the Zechit. We give a pshat at the end of the Zechit, they're not sure. They gave an answer, they're not sure. The Rashba just said, we don't have any answer. What does that line mean? So, we're not talking about that case of the other couple get to leave the town. So maybe what the second Lashon of the Gemara, Ligoy Zema, the second version of Abaye, maybe he's just proving, he's disproving the first Lashon. He's by saying the first lashon was that the get by the shlich is a different parsha, and that whenever the get is not given directly to the isha get by the achirim, then the halacha requires dachlish. So maybe the second lashon Abai is just proving that it's not so. He's just saying that if the word is in, that whenever the get is not given directly to the isha, the get by the achirim, you always need dachlish. So how are you supposed to understand she came home and couple get will be the time? That's a get by the achirim. The woman who's getting divorced is the daughter, not the father. Daughter's getting divorced. And the father's accepting the get on behalf of his daughter. That's a get by the achirim. And nonetheless, Allah has said that it's good by the achirim. He's defending that a get by the achirim can still be given by the achirim. So you can't tell me that there are two parshiyos. Like the first version said, oh, up to Shiva is the other Shabbat, Mishulka Shabbat. The first version of the Gemara is down by the Rabbi on one side. Whenever it's a get by the Shia, then it's a different parsha. That parsha of get needs Dasarish. That parsha of get needs Dasarish. Hashemi can hear Rabbi's kind of against the Rabbi. You're told that the get will be directly. They don't need Dasarish. And if you have a case, we do require Dasarish. It's a violation of Kungitah Magabikar, the lack of the So in the second lashon, Abai is arguing and he's answering a different answer. When the wife appoints a shliach for the Kabbalah, that's what the Yerushalmi said, that's an exception to the rule, that normally, we call it Terakuba, the only one who has the ability to appoint the shliach is the one with the Bible. And he was saying, Terakuba, even though the issue is not a Bible, he can still appoint the shliach for the Kabbalah. Once he appoints the Shliach of the Kabbalah, that's only an appointing of the Shliach of the Kabbalah. And then later on, the get is given to the Shliach of the Kabbalah. So that's the Nesiva, the Baal Karfa. In the two cases of Rabbah, where Abai disagrees, when the get is already, the husband already put the get in the Chatzari, in the Chatzar Shalom, and the Yav Eved Shalom. When he's marked to the Eved to the Isha, the Haknah is forever, the Haknah of Torah to Nisha is the Nesina Sagir. And the Haknah only takes effect if Nisha is Maskin. So the Nesina, when the Nesina is the Haknah, when the husband is Maskin, the Abiknayi to the wife, Maskin, the Chata to the wife, that is the Nesina Sagir. So the guest is there already. And the Nesina is only made possible through the goodwill of the wife. She has to agree to be kind of there. So it comes out that she did the Nesina. She helped out in the Nesina. It's only called the Nesina if he does it Baal Karcho. Whenever you need her assistance at the time of the Nesina, that's called Purgita Magabi Karcho. But the Shlech LeKabbalah, her participation is prior to the Nesina. She appoints the Shlech LeKabbalah, that's a Chiddush. Even though the get can only be given Baal Karcho Shalisha, the Isha is not a violent, and it's not a separate parsha that whenever the get is like that, Cherim, then it's a new root of get, and then get needs God's age. It's not true. She came up and counted that to be the son of Al-Kahlo. By second lashon just disproving what he said in the first lashon, but that's not really the answer to the question. The answer to the question that Hasini Barash said, to only have the perishing right that Abai is wrong. The answer is no, Abai is not wrong. Abai distinguishes this woman's appointed wife or appointing the Shliach of Kabbalah. There happens to Zach Hazeh. She appoints the Shliach of Kabbalah 1 minute, and the next minute the husband gives the gift to the Shliach of Kabbalah. But at the time the husband does the Nesina, at that time there is no Dafa Yisha. The Dafa Yisha is needed before. When the Baal gives the gift, it's a gift for Kacha. Hashem can hear, the Nesina is a gift is the Haknasa Eved, the other Haknasa Chatzin. And that Haknasa Eved is only based on her goodwill. She has to agree to be kind of the Chatzin, to be kind of the Eved. That's what Rabbi Titan. That's a lack of the sin, that's a violation of Purgitah Magavikar. So I put it just to be new again, I put Abai is Taina against Drobin. And Nichri, Kot Mechas Rabban Yodmer, Vitamin Dati Ben Makoch, etc. Oh, I'm not talking about the Dati Makoch, later. I thought the argument was like Yosemeh, because Yosemeh doesn't say that Pshat in our part, but it's only right like that. Yosemeh comes to explain white character is not good. The Mishnah tells them out on day. And if you write to get them, over the character is from the white number. So the Yerushalmi said, so we had a Rashba, we saw it. So the Rashba called the Yerushalmi, then it has to be doing a Desefim, a Desefim, the Tolish, I've called the Tolish. And the Rashba said, the Yerushalmi is problematic because that only makes sense on the Hebrew of Yerushalmi. Running out of our conversation, the word says it means parchment. Any darshan, Masefer, the La Balechaim, La Balechaim, I've called off, or so just like you say, Masefer means parchment. So you say, Masefer, the Tolish, I've called the Tolish carcass of the Habib on Pachmak or disagree. We hold like Rashi explained, the word Sefer doesn't mean parchment over here. If the Buddha said, because of love, Basefer, Basefer means to write on parchment. Now, but it says, because of love, Sefer, Christ, Sefer means spirit burn. You should write the text of the gift. It's not talking about a background at all. You need a background. If you don't have a background associated with the problem here. But the word Sefer of the Pasuk doesn't refer to the background at all. That can be said about Sefer, been called the Shabbat, called the Tolish. The word Sefer goes on the ink that you're writing. It goes on the text of the ink. It doesn't go at all under that. You can't say Sefer of the Tolish. So that was the Rashi's title. They said, others said, the Rashi said, he thinks that it's based on the word Benrach on the Yoda. That the word Nisina only applies to Dava and Nita and the Yad. In Karka, you can't use the word Nisina. So that's what the Yoda Meir says. Why? It says by Avram Avira, buying the Barza Mapela, by Ethanos Kalarji. It applies to the verb Nisina. And Karka is not. How do you prove? How do the Tanoim know that you can't write the get from Chumba? Write the get from Chumba, be marked on the Karka Tanisha. So that's what the Yoda Meir said, no. If the get is written by Mechuber, so the only way for the woman to be kind of the get is that she'll make a Kenya Hazaka or Kenya Star on the Karka. The Karka is the get. The get is Mechuber the Karka. So make a Kenya Hazaka, Kenya Star, Kenya Kesma, Kenya Khalifa. So she's making the Nesidas a get. So that's for Yitzhak on the Karka. That's no good. Rabbi said it's good if the get is the tallest sitting on the Karka. So the Isha is kind of the Karka and the main is kind of the get, the Chassid. But if the get is the karka, and the being kind of the karka, the baal is makta the karka, with his last makta, but who makes the king of the karka? Who makes the chazoke, or the halifin, or the shtar, or the kesin? The woman is making the king. So the osmech said, there can be a lack of the gift of my father karka. The nevi need the das of isha, has come to isha. But the nesina can enable it to be labeled, but the nesina can say, that's called the gift of my father karka. Okay, that's how Abai is tied in here. Abai took the osmech more, and he went one step further. Not only if the get is the karka, even if the get is sitting on the karka. And simultaneous with her being kind of the karka, she'll be the kapo of the get. The five times, that's also a lack of the semen. That's also a violation of putting it to the chagabi karka. And then Rasini Barashi says, what are you talking about? But when the woman appoints a shliach with Kabbalah, if not for her haskama, not for her agreement, her goodwill to appoint a shliach with Kabbalah, so the whole get wouldn't take effect. On this, Abai had two answers. So the first answer was that Shlich and Kabbalah lines up at the different rules, it's a different parasha, it's a different story. Like Rav Korach suggested one hour. The Torah has two rules of giving the get. If you give the get by the Acher, you don't give the get directly to the Isha, then you do need that to Isha, and that's why she's unable to appoint the Shlich and Kabbalah. So if you say need that to Isha, you can't say because she has to be masked. So the lack of the sin is the violation of Twiggy Tach Makami Karka. No, that's the other parasha of Get. Get by Mechem. You need Rats and Risha. And the Yiboy is saying, no, that's not true. There's only one group. Get to Isha is the Yerdin Rafal, the Yisham, the Yerdin Rafal, she can appoint the Shliach, even though she's not a Rats. But not that it is a group. A Get by Mechem means Dach to Isha. So her right. Came out the Kao Get with Deep Tistan of Alkara, but that's only a proof. That the story that it is in the first version is not correct. He's just proving the other side of Rabbah there is not correct. That it's an exception to the rule, even though the Isha is not a Bible, but she can appoint the Shliach. Not that she is a Bible. No, she's not a Bible. You get to talk part of it. But he just distinguishes differently, and in Iker, the answer is really missing. The argument that he presents in Iker then just to demolish the first version that he said. But Iker answer is, by the chapter in the end that Rabbi is not happy because the get is exactly simultaneous with her. She is masking the kind of the end that is the chapter, and simultaneous with her being kind of the end of the chapter, the get is ready there. So she's doing the nesim. By her agreeing to the kidney, she's doing the nesim. But she again, if she appoints a shliach with Kabbalah, that happens first. And afterwards, the Baal gives the get with shliach with Kabbalah. So she's not participating. At the time that Shlid with Kabbalah, she granted Adas prior to the Nesinus again. When the Baal does the Nesinus again, it's really done without her Haskam. It was done with her previous Haskam. She appointed the Shlid with Kabbalah, but she's not participating in the actual Shlid with Kabbalah. I thought these were the two versions of how Abayi answered up to Tanya Rav Barashi from the Shlichus of Kapo. And the next Gemara, we left out a little bit. Yes, we left out. Gemara says the Tvila. Robert said two cases, and Tvila is the same thing. If the Baal gives the get, the Adelit Shalom, and then he's marked on the end of the Isha with the Shtar. But the Baal puts the get into his custom, and then he's marked on the Chas of the Isha with the Shtar. Exactly the same thing. Why does Robert have to do the case? Abai disagrees on both, and Robert holds on both. Gemara is Tvila. Why? He actually had the evidence, he can only tell the evidence, good happening. I would have thought maybe Doc Evan on the cluster of links, maybe she's making clear there are bummer. Shum Chatera Baal Ahadika. What's Chatera Baal Ahadika? That's what's told their right, that the husband writes to get, and he puts it into the next door neighbor's cluster. Then the next door neighbor gives the cluster to Matan and Tanish. Because there's no scene at the time that Baal put the get into the cluster of the next door neighbor, there's no scene. Then when the next door neighbor gives the brother the matana to the isha, he wasn't appointed by the Baal of the Shliach Leibach. He just don't know he's not. There was no Messina when the Baal put it, no Messina when the next door neighbor is matan. That's why it's not good. So maybe one would have thought that if the Baal puts together to his own chutzah, then he gives his wife a star on the chutzah, then he should make it there also, if he was put together into the next door neighbor's chutzah. I can say the same thing by the Yada Eved also. I should say if the Baal puts the get the Yad Eved Shalom, and then he's marked to the Eved Tanish, it should be no good if they were up to the cave where the Baal will put the get into the Eved and the end of the Eved of the next door neighbor. And the next door neighbor will give you, you can say the same thing there with your Rambam. The same says, come on, it's so far-fetched, the whole story is a little bit of a shkira, we'll go to the Rambam. The skinny place. Don't you see by Yevit, you're not very good Mishum Chaser for Alamika? The site says, no, it's a new bit of a Shkira. Kofus and Yoshi in such a funny case, it's not going to happen 100 years. So you don't make it there on a new bit of a Shkira. By Chaser, then you wouldn't want to make it there on a new bit of a Shkira. So that's what they are explaining, what do you need the Tvichas, why do you all have to say the Din, both by Chaser and by Yevit. Yes, yes, in the Chatzah, I've been about the Chatzah, I've left it in the Kofus, I've been in the Kofus. Robert said it's only good if the Kofus and the Yoshin, such a far-fetched case. So one might have perhaps thought to make it the Rabbana, the Hashem on the Yid. Okay, the next Gemara, we already went through a few times. We'll be another, I think, tomorrow, and I'm pretty sure I'm not sure. Just check tomorrow morning. I may attend a funeral tomorrow. If the funeral thing was yesterday, I'm sure it was a big message.
No, it was just that. Passed away and got up in the chapel.
Yeah. I don't know yet if I'll be able to begin the shiur tomorrow night, so I'll let Rafi know. There's someone on the issue. Okay. Today is Erev Rosh Chodesh, my answer is Erev Rosh Chodesh, and she lichna sazo, and I'll do the simcha. In the first day of the second, the first day of the second, the second day of the second, the second day of the
second. Thank you very much. I'm not sure that she's not going to be there. I'm not sure that she's not going to be there. Excuse me.
Yeah, Good, noisy, I'll lose my Amazon first.